This is an audio recording of the North Uish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 18th of July, 2017.
Open forum. We have no members of the public present. Do we have anything that's been brought up?
I've had a complaint from people living over near Causal, which isn't actually in our area, is it? It's not in our parish,
no,
is
no,
it?
Really?
Yeah, for noise pollution, they deemed it as. And I was like, what are you on about? And they're on about this. There's a movement-sensitive bird scarer come, rabbit scarer come, everything else over there, which sounds... I didn't realise, and then I asked a few people, especially people who ride along there with horses and other bits and pieces.
Yeah, we've heard it.
And it is horrendous. Yeah. But I think it's in, what I can gather, it's in Richard Windsor's garden, I think, or something.
Vegetable patch.
Vegetable patch. How they even put up with it, and it's next to their house,
so
I do not know.
Which one to keep the jackdaws away from?
Oh, it's terrible. You won't want this.
Wouldn't like
which parish?
Which one if you're going away?
Uggborough, I suppose. Causal.
So maybe they ought to be contacted.
Yeah, well, that's what I pushed them towards, but I thought I'd just mention it in this.
Was it worth us mentioning it to
Clunkerman? Well, maybe.
Maybe just an informal approach.
We have received that.
It's to do with, it's obviously, they're higher Causal there, I suppose, aren't they? Windsor's there? Richard and Sue Windsor at Higher Causal. I'm pretty sure it's in there.
I think an informal approach to preparation.
It's just whether they could, even if they could just turn the volume down on it or something, because I didn't realise how bad it was until I went by yesterday.
Well, when we went past it, it was going off and the seagulls were taking no notice, so that was all right.
Yeah, but it changes noises. Mm. It goes from like killing rabbits to buzzard hawks to... ravens and rooks and all sorts.
Mm. It's just... We're trying to keep things off the vegetable patch.
Maybe it's working, that's why they keep doing it.
But I suppose so.
It's keeping people off all sorts.
Okay, anything else in
open? I'd certainly like to mention the signs have come back at the top of the slip road, the A38. Yeah. Well, no, the stitch one has come back again.
Did it go?
It did go,
right.
And now it's come back. I mean, there's temporary signs, which is not a problem, is it?
Right.
But I think a couple of them have actually come back, the permanent ones.
I'm trying to remember who dealt with
that. That's the lady. It's the lady who does, isn't it? Amenities, not amenities.
Our local.
County officer.
We had her to speak to, didn't we?
Staved off for another day.
The temporary signs, really.
No, it is a mess.
I'll take it. I don't have a look at it.
Anything else in the open forum at all? Okay. Apologies of absence we haven't had.
Sorry.
Have we?
I suppose we've come under highways. I was going to say drainage needs a bit of seeing to over towards, where are we? Helen Kingwall's on that road.
Oh, yes.
Opposite.
Past Lake Farm.
It didn't really, is it? It's
Helen Kingwall's is
shadows and then come back.
Oh, is that that little dip where there's a little buttle hole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the.
Yeah,
it comes
a little
across,
dip,
there's a drainage there on the right hand side. It's obviously blocked there. Where the farm, there's a farm there. Lutbridge. Lutbridge. Lutbridge.
Would you mind? Or I mean, I kind of.
I don't mind.
If I know where it is exactly, I'll give you a ring.
I'd like to. I'm not.
Lutbridge.
It's not where we lost the car. Mm. Yeah, a bit further down.
Well, if you remind me at the end, I will contact him. Okay. We haven't had any apologies for absence, although there are several notable absentees. They may be late. Declarations of interest.
I will be declaring an interest in
planning.
I can do that at the time if you like.
Okay. Be the minutes of the meeting held whenever it was held.
Right, Sam.
Do you need a
second? Yes, we do.
Whatever.
You want, you've got the whole lot. take your pick.
Yeah.
Do we have said minutes? We just sign all.
Oh, yes, sir. We almost didn't. I forgot them until about 6:00.
We're still on French time, aren't
we? I don't know what time we're on.
Ooh la la.
Voila.
Matters arising
right.
Therefrom.
The car has gone.
The Jag.
Probably noticed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Went very quickly after the meeting, actually. It didn't stay much longer. Exactly how it went, I don't know, but it went. And,
did you have to action it, or did it just go?
Sort of semi-actioned. Because I wasn't too sure who to chase up, but someone picked it up somewhere and worked with it.
Mm.
I don't know who actually picked it up in the long run. But
I could see them trying to start it. Not really well.
But at least it went. Apart from that, the only other thing really is Councillor Steer, whether he's done anything about the maintenance team. But
Councillor Steer did say you'd be attending.
Well, hopefully we'll,
we'll catch up on that.
Somebody comes in, yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing else that I can see.
We have no councillor, County Councillor Hoskin.
No.
We have no District Councillor Steer. We do have Councillor Gravatt.
Yes.
Do you have anything?
Absolutely.
Anything to declare?
Anything to declare? Nothing from Community Hall project.
Right.
Regarding the website, we have an invoice raised for the renewal of our domains, which needs to be, I presume, approved for payment.
Okay.
Could go out, could come out of under finance.
Finance, I think.
Yeah.
Probably better under finance. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Cleaning. Well, now I do have something for you. I'm sorry about this. You've got...
We're not liking this much.
No, you've got one down on your list, I think, that I sent you. I've had another three of
them
since then.
So the one that arrived, I have to say, I didn't contact anyone about the rear dormer window at Hughes Cross College.
Right, this one.
On the basis it's a window and no one's going to see it.
Great.
I couldn't really see much point in contacting people, really.
Yeah,
I don't know when the
when
came up.
We're in time for all of them, in fact.
Okay.
Let's
do the Hughes Cross Cottage, aka Squirrel Cottage, in our world. It was Hangman's cottage, wasn't it? Start with, wasn't it?
Yeah. What was it?
It was my cottage originally, where Roland's.
Yeah. What was it called?
Didn't somebody hang themselves?
He did hang himself in the copse just opposite. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it became Squirrel Cottage when they had plastic squirrels attached to the front of it.
Then we sold it, and they put plastic squirrels.
Plastic squirrels. And then hidden by the Virginia Creeper.
Yeah.
And I think they've now gone along with the Virginia Creeper.
I think.
To be replaced by all sorts of unpleasantness. But anyway. So, this is the one in question. Household application for rear dormer window Hughes Cross Cottage. Try saying that on two wine gums.
Tomorrow we need that in there.
Mike and Jill Bulpit and Knight.
I shouldn't. Well, I don't think any of us look at the only one probably looks at this. Actually, it's probably Councillor Steer.
No.
You can see it.
Well,
I'm assuming. And we have pictures. It is a window.
Pictures are always good.
On the back of the house. Precisely right.
Well, as you look at it from the road, it's just left hand side, back left, isn't it? Or is it the.
Sure, why we need it. The internal dimensions of the cottage.
Oh,
is this what we're looking at?
Hey, don't knock it. Last time we complained that the plans that were submitted were not good enough.
True.
So.
Measurements on other plans, you know.
Yeah.
We
thought of putting a door window. There's no way
out. But the application is just for the window.
That's right.
Well, and there's in the internal stuff already as well, which we don't need to worry about. It's nothing to do with us on the planning.
Okay, so this is what we're looking at.
Yeah, that one window there.
I don't see that's a problem.
That's
at all. And it's
at
the back.
Can't we have any problems?
Unconditional.
The
ooh! Photos!
Oh, don't say they've done a bat survey.
Yeah, they probably would have had to.
The design concept, yes. Landscaping.
Oh, good grief.
Goodness me.
Pictures.
Have they actually had to do that? Landscaping.
I'm amazed.
Mm, probably just being
there. May not have been leaving any stone unturned.
Or one of those things.
Bat nest bird survey.
There you go.
Birds, whatever.
Have you done that, Mr.
We're in
Willis,
the southwest, apparently.
Mr. Willis or not?
Butler Ecology. Okay. Middle Barn, High Hazelwood Lodge Rock.
No bats or sign of bat activity were found in the small
void over the modern extension at the north end of the patch. Evidence of historic bat activity found in the main roof void. This void would not be disturbed. Missing birds. That's teeth. Clearly, you've got enough information.
It's a bit more than a window, actually, looking at the plan.
Mm. Yeah, it's a dormer window, so it's another room, basically.
Crumbs. Ooh.
We do have two other Africans.
We don't get pictures.
Some of the interior of roof timbers. That looks quite interesting.
Mm. Ooh.
Artificial nest cups for housewives. Well, that must be encouraged by all.
Has that been identified as an issue with the nesting birds?
I mentioned birds much. Remove any potential nesting habit should be carried out outside the nesting season. As a biodiversity enhancement measure, double house martin nests should be fixed in appropriate locations around the eaves. And pictures of said artificial house martin nests.
Maybe they just wish to encourage house martin.
I have to say, you could not fault them on being thorough.
Certainly not. Our
options for this are.
Our options are no comments, support, objections, because.
Unanimous. Right. The next one. One dear to most of your hearts.
The lucky difficult family application.
It's the Avenin.
This is where I declare my interest.
Okay, thank you very much.
So
this is proposed kitchen extension and orangery type conservatory lounge, Avenin, Avonwick.
Good evening,
no problem. Can we backtrack to your report when we've done planning?
Sounds all right to me.
Thank you.
We've done dormer window in Huge Cross Cottage.
Right.
And we're on to proposed kitchen extension, orangery type conservatory stroke lounge, the Avenin. You presumably declare an interest, as per, I guess.
And I've declared mine.
Right.
Okay. Application effects, setting of a listed building.
It's all right, you've got a quorum. I'd be very interested to see it, even if I can't say anything, because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, good point.
Where the oven is, could probably get there by touch.
It's getting on afterwards by touch.
Actually, there isn't anything like as much bump with this as there was with the window.
That
one could almost say we were on the outside. Oh, I see. Two can go here.
Yeah. And what's puzzling me is I don't know if the new kitchen is going to replace the old one or be an addition to it. But
it's a little odd.
It strikes me the old kitchen like a super big bar. Stripped it out.
So this is the new stuff.
There's the road.
They'll struggle to get past the slides, bouncy castles, and all the rest of it.
The only way that it did flood before is when they feel that, no, it's, well, there was that, but it, there was a query as whether somebody released some water from the reservoir once. But the whole of the side there was flooded all the way along now.
Presumably has no impact on the planning, does it?
No.
Why?
In fact, that's probably one of the more protected.
The kitchen's just going to be. What are they planning to do with the kitchen space?
I mean, I'd have thought.
I mean, it's terrible.
I mean, there not is a one into the. There,
oh, is
there? There, isn't there?
So this is all the new stuff.
Oh, yeah. Ah, but there's also a fireplace in the. Where's the entrance to?
Oh,
it?
No, that's over here. So it's a new kitchen there.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's Mary in that one.
And then and that.
Yeah, I mean that chimney is not as big as the one with the slate and the.
You're not going to cut
anything over here. No, no.
You'd want to knock.
I'd want to knock that out. I agree. Yep, perhaps they will.
There's some entrance.
It's a main wall, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is.
That is, but that isn't, is it?
No, that's what they're saying.
Those are the proposed elevations.
This is the
building.
Ah,
yes.
The road?
So that's from the road. That's down the side, sat in the garden. And that's out the back. I suppose that's the toilet windows, isn't it?
Yeah.
Certainly interesting.
What cabin is around the kitchen?
Oh yeah, I don't know what
that looks like. Some form of
wooden cladding, doesn't it?
Really high level windows.
Hang on, there's another.
Pillars extended by
hand. Yeah.
Oh, that's before. That's before. That doesn't say much, I know.
We've got two others, haven't we?
Yeah.
What's that? Well, no, it doesn't. So they're obviously kind of keeping the kitchen where it is.
I think they're missing a trick by not knocking down.
Well, I would have looked to try and get the toilets back indoors a bit more or something if they were going to do that. But
the toilet's going to be next to the kitchen then, aren't they?
Well, they already are kind of now, aren't they?
Well, they are separated.
I suppose so, yeah. They are just, yeah.
We've got two doors in.
So have we deliberated?
Well,
there's nothing here that's of any.
It's only an outline. What is the actual application?
The application is for proposed kitchen extension and orangery type conservatory lounge. And it is application affecting the setting of a listed building.
Is it? It's the full application, but not an outline application.
It is not listed.
No, right, okay.
No, affecting the setting
yes,
of.
But next
as in
door.
The church.
Oh, I see.
Not the church.
The old canal?
No, Avon Villa. And the parsonage.
So each side. Okay.
No. Yes, and
Avon Grove.
And Avon Grove, actually.
Well, no, it's a full
listed.
Application.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Listed.
Yeah.
But the ones that were, where it wouldn't affect Avon Grove on that side, it's the other side, so.
So it sounds like
it is divided by the garden.
The only issue we've got is what is actually going to be clad in and the finishes, really.
We're slightly concerned about the look of that. From
That's a modern look, though, to have an orangery like that for, a restaurant, isn't it? Have you seen many pubs like that?
It's a sort of a pillared extension with a very rather flat roof. And sort of a clad.
I mean, there's already that roof there, so it's not like it's going to change.
No.
The roof heights.
Change outline.
All it's changed, yeah, exactly.
I wonder how well it will sit with the rest of the building at all.
I don't think you would notice her because it's at the back again, isn't it?
Well, that little bit. That road.
It's the other side of the road, isn't it?
That's the side that faces the the road.
Nothing
from the Plymouth direction.
Anything else? It's going to encroach on their beer garden, isn't it? Slightly, but
they've got a huge beer garden in that sense.
I mean, my thought is, if they're willing to put money in for that, isn't it great for the village that at least they're you know, sort of aiming to try and improve their lot by?
I don't see that in the least.
Mm. So, given our usual alternatives,
suggest we support it.
Mm.
Could I have a vote on that?
Mm, I support it.
Well, okay, fine.
But I am concerned about the finishing part.
That's a fair comment on that.
You can comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. By all means.
Well, I'm not sure we can, in truth. Because if we support it...
Yeah.
Can
we not make comments?
Well, okay. It says suggested possible conditions or reasons for refusal. We don't sort of have, on this anyway, anything that says...
You can still make comments.
I suppose we can.
Yeah, you still make comments.
Yeah.
Will they take any notice?
What do we think? Some reservations on the external appearance.
Of the kitchen.
Finishing materials.
Appearance stroke. Materials.
Yeah.
Would it to fit in with the,
you know, cause
rest of the building?
What Tristan's getting at is basically it's a slate cladded side, and then you're going to put a glass orangery, and then next to it you've got like wooden battens, timber cladding. So.
Well, it seems that planning generally likes to differentiate.
They do.
The old and the new, don't they?
They do.
Curious, but there's also making sure that what is there in itself of some value, rather than just slapping any other credential on the building.
Well, what are they going to do? Whack something on the side?
A wooden structure.
Of the orangery or of both?
I would suggest both myself,
both.
But I'm not sure how harmoniously they sit with each other, let alone the main building.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually say what that's going to be.
I've got some reservations regarding the materials involved and external appearance of both new structures.
Mm-hmm. Cladding, strange cladding.
Okie dokie.
I would have thought the neighbouring properties will have.
It's only because we're going
to
help out with something else option.
Well, they have their. Okay, so. Probably another three. Householder application for proposed bedroom study, 6 Highmore Avonwick.
That's the. If you've got the pass.
Decking or
no? No, it's different. Highmore, not.
Oh, Highmore, sorry.
Not,
Which is the one that had the building built in the garden?
No, that was further up.
That was further up.
That was the lean-to.
If you walk up the permissive path, this is the house on the left as you leave the first, but I think it's the second one,
right.
As you leave the permissive path.
An indecipherable first name. And there was a title. What the hell's that?
Mr. and Mrs.?
Could be.
Mr. and Mrs.
Grant. Walls render, roof slate, windows timber. That's encouraging. Wildlife report.
They had to do
well,
that.
There is wildlife.
They had to do that for the whole
the
site, of course.
I wasn't talking about natural wildlife. I was talking more human wildlife.
Where's
the entrance? That's the entrance.
Yes, yeah. And the path from playground comes up. To
okay.
There.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realise they had a garden.
Thank you for wanting to get have more garden from my fields.
No, I see.
Oh,
it's that one.
I'm afraid it's the
Existing, that's what we wanted. This.
Between the house and the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Well, no, I don't think so. I think there's a parking space there.
No.
I can't
see
it. It won't.
Single story.
That's right. Think, you're
well, have a look at it. It's sensible, but I think that's
fair. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've got lots of pretty pictures.
Strange. Yeah, I've seen an extension of one of the house with an extension of the other.
Yeah. The
common sense?
Yes, but there is an existing one, isn't it? It's just
a higher more.
Is it encroaching on anybody else? Or anybody
it seems to be between the house
and
it's the garage.
It looks very. Common sense has prevailed.
The garage has seemed to be between the
house. It's very symmetric for what's already left.
Yes, absolutely. They were using it this morning.
After the living room, proposed bedroom, study. It's only a single story, little extension, ground floor extension.
And it adds a degree of symmetry.
You want to see the ground floor?
I think so. I think that's right. Wait a minute. Yeah, no, that's the bit. Mm. Oh, it's the other end of the garage.
Mm.
Proposed. There we are. This is existing. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
In between. I didn't know they had a bit on the end. We've got an existing and a proposed there. So it's this is the proposed coming up here.
Right. So no window apart from the door.
Yes.
So have we formulated a view?
Well, I would support it.
Okay.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
They didn't have doors.
So, this is for application for new rear French windows, Hewish Barn, North Hewish Road. There was one. North Hewish. Well, which was the doghouse.
It's only for a set of doors.
Yeah, but it's in a barn.
That's the wall. That's the frame around the window. That's the frame holding the glass, and that's the double glazing.
That's a different one.
Now you can explain that to everybody else.
I was not an engineer for nothing, were you, Tristram?
Excellent.
It's just a small plan.
We like this.
It's upside down, but yeah, go on. What's the trees in the corner?
The trees? No, this isn't trees. This is the wall. This is the outer frame of the window.
Yep.
This is the timber surrounding the window, showing the detailing on the moulding. And then this is the double glazing.
Very good.
That would take me a long time to work out.
It's bigger than life size.
I take it there, at this moment in time there is no door.
There's nothing there.
No, there will be, and there will be. I see. Because
they've got a thing about not allowing any extra windows. There's an additional door here
in what they've marked as the living room.
I think they want some light.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's the back of the house, I think, isn't it?
But still, they want some light, don't they?
They're not keen, are they, in Barnes, to sort of make any extra window or door or anything, are they?
You've got to knock all out first.
Yeah, you've got to know exactly.
Yeah, so they want to get some southern light.
Yeah, don't blame them.
He knows.
Tell him all me here.
Oh dear. Well, that's the only drawings we've got, really. So.
And that's that.
I think that you've done a wonderful job there, Tristan. I think that's fine.
Can I get my rotating podium?
Yes. You've got the four horses there.
It's not entirely clear where it is in the bar.
Well, I think it's the back. I think it's the south side. Yeah, the lower side of the road, if you like. If you're coming.
So it's at the side near Burnt Pine.
Yes.
I love that. It's simple. Right. So, thoughts?
I support it. I can't see anything wrong with that.
I think they need it, really. Yeah. Put some light into the place.
Okay.
Yeah. It's till it goes to planning.
Which one? That one?
Well,
I know that, but...
Yeah.
It's quality of life.
I agree.
I'm not sure the plan as well.
And all they're doing is putting doors in. It's not like it's a modern glass structure or anything.
So that's planning, I guess.
Well, the only other thing is we've not had any response at all from the planning department concerning two items from the last meeting. I don't know if anything's happened. The Gower Bridge situation where you objected to new holiday cottage.
I think that one's been withdrawn.
Yeah, I've not heard anything about
it. Do you mean the ski lodge?
Yes.
I think that application has been withdrawn.
It's here officially.
And then the other one we went to see.
Yeah. Mm. And you agreed with that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was the change of use.
Okay, fine.
I've not heard anything from that one either.
I think he's feeling fairly confident because he's been digging out the bottom of it and rendering the wall. So I think he thinks he's on it.
Presumably, he'll be told us past sooner or later.
He'll come through, Tony, in time.
You're pretty busy, I mean,
I could be wrong.
Well, it could be.
If I could invite District Councillor Steer to give us his report.
Thank you, Chairman. Bits and pieces to report, as you probably all made well aware of in the press. South Hams and West Devon joining together, which is quite a contentious issue, very contentious issue. But I'm afraid if we don't in a few years' time, we will probably get them forced upon us, and then we will have to deal with it in a whole new ballgame. There are issues, there always will be issues. Council tax in West Devon is far more than it is in South Hams. And they would have to be brought up to the same level, which would mean increasing South Hams, but not decreasing West Devon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in fact, we've got major talks about it on Friday. We've got a meeting at the Watermark where we've got a minister coming who's in charge of communities. Not Mr. David, but one of his juniors came to speak to us about it. I'm not too keen myself because I feel that South Hams has not got too much in common with West Devon. It's
a distinctive area.
Yeah. We've got far more in common with Team Bridge, but Team Bridge don't want to talk about it, and they are in a healthier position than what West Devon are. But I do feel that we probably be taking over a lame duck. They have massive debt compared to what we've got.
Do they have a lot of assets?
They do have some assets, but
Would they be looking to...
Being penalised for being a good council.
Yes, we are.
Being dragged up to their...
But if it all goes pear-shaped, which it looks like it probably would in West Devon in the next couple of years, we would just get them forced upon us more than likely.
Which but aren't they supposed to be saving $500,000? We are doing that.
What, by joining with us?
Yeah.
It's services,
on the television anyway.
We share services together.
So if that's the case, I don't see why our rate should have to go up if they're saving £500,000.
Well, it's peanuts.
We have to look just to harmonise what they're...
To bring them up to the same band, level. When it's one council, our band C will have to be the same as...
Their band C. But there are a lot of issues. They've got a new office block at Kilworthy House, which is a new building that's already used, which could be... probably sold for a lot of money. We got Portland House, which is a, as you all know, a massive asset worth quite a lot of money. We pool resources and find somewhere new to go move into, in probably Ivybridge or even Sherford in Newtown. It'll save a lot of money. You know,
so what about the number of council workers and councillors? What will happen
there? Would be probably to start with the same number of councillors, but obviously the areas will get bigger, with the best councillors, officer-wise.
So I don't see where they're saving money then, if they're not going to reduce the...
There'll be less buildings to run about. Our officers do both authorities at the moment, whereas we could have probably one committee for, one planning committee for both authorities, one...
And yet they can't cope at the moment, the planning, because it's just too busy.
Well, that's something we'll have to look into. There are issues there, yeah. We know that, yeah. But it's something we've got to look at. We'll know more on Friday, and I'll keep you informed of what's going the way forward. It wouldn't happen until the next election comes forward in 2 years' time. It'd probably take 6 years, but it is something that we've got to look at.
And what would happen in the remaining time before they actually became amalgamated?
We would stay where we are.
We would share officers, no?
Yeah, we do, yeah. Mm. A lot of the planning officers work in Southampton, West End.
And there's still not enough.
No, there isn't there.
Chief executive is a sort of share.
We got two directors, but we probably go back to one. Government funding's got to be cut, we know that.
I do consider thinking about the problems that they have in West Devon. I mean, I've worked in the deprived areas of Plymouth for many, many years. And gosh, I mean, a lot of money needs spending there, and I just sort of feel a lot of our resources are just going to be sucked right into there.
Where does Plymouth End and West Devon begin?
Roughborough.
Southampton. And Woolwell. Southampton is in Woolwell.
Yeah, yeah. And then West End takes over. Mm. And it's a massive area. It goes.
Yeah.
Holmesley, right across to North Taunton, Wigan Down, Moreton Hampstead is in Chagford's in West End.
I just feel it's too big an area to be quite honest.
That's all of that.
That's all West End. Massive. A lot of it's in the National Park.
Yes. Mm.
That's putting two areas of very, very different
characters. They are very, very different. Although we have poverty and deprivation here, because I did a thesis on it, the Plymouth area is just far worse. It's the worst outside of London, I believe, at St Peter's Ward.
But somebody did say at one meeting I went to that probably the worst evil would be if Torbay was thrust upon us.
Yeah.
Well,
You could argue have got more similarities to our council.
In a way they have, because of the and tourist
tourism
area.
And everything else.
There needs to be tourism.
But they may not take any notice, but hey, we'll involve them just to make them feel happy, you know.
I'm not sure they'll take too much notice.
Like they do with anything else.
It's a decision that you make.
It's a decision that
you make. Yeah, your voice to be on, isn't it, really and truly? No. Potholes, maybe.
Yes, with a bit of luck in bottle holes.
So we will see where it goes, Chairman.
Thank you. It'll
be interesting to see.
Other than that, there's a lot of planning issues, as there always are. There's a lot of applications coming forward, major applications. We've got one at Rangerton that will not affect this, but it'll be in the locality.
What's that at the big old, square?
The old vicking yard or whatever you call it.
Well, I thought that was going to be light industry then.
It was, it's got planning for light industry.
Oh, it has.
But the new owners have brought it forward for housing.
Gosh.
Which,
it's I wonder if that's why they bought up any industrial units in.
But it's sustainable, isn't it? It's got a bus every half an hour. They're proposing to build a shop on the site.
If it arrives, there's no shop.
No, but they're proposing to build on the site. So, we will see where that goes.
Okay. Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's plenty to chew over. Correspondence?
The only correspondence of interest, we've just been hearing a bit, in fact. Yeah. I did email you. So I don't think there's anything else of great interest this month. There are a couple of Devon Association things I'll send on to you, but I'm a wee bit behind you because you'll understand why.
Okay, financial matters. We've already touched on one.
Right, a few more to deal with. If you want to deal with the accounts for the moment, start off with. Right, we started the month with 9,792 pence and 29 pence. We took in 39 pence as interest, and we paid out two big sums of money, the £608 for the computer and £392 for something.
Insurance.
Ah, thank you. Insurance. So that means we've been left with £790 and 75 pence, which, if you want to do the maths and take away the £149.40, leaves us, in fact, with £8,641 and 35 pence. But we do have...
We dealt with the insurance as we discussed, because that was when we were quoted by the people that previously...
We'd undercut by 10%.
So we reverted back. So yeah.
We're saving about £56 a year for the next 3 years, I think.
We made that decision as we had discussed previously.
Yeah. Right, now in terms of today, firstly, you're going to have to declare interest. We haven't made any sort of donation to the church funds this year.
Right.
Do you want me to go?
Just a reminder.
I usually go, don't I?
Yes.
You do normally leave.
I'll go and look at the devastation of my organ.
Devastation of the organ?
The organ's pouring.
The whole of the church.
Are you looking for funds?
Be allowed in. Yes? Are you giving us a hand up?
That's what we're going to discuss.
Just checking it was something.
What did we do last year? Because we did up it last year.
Yeah,
he's not here. You're not going to believe this. It's in the... Oh, I don't even have it.
It'll be in the minutes. It's in the minutes. The last check.
Thanks, yeah. I've got the old checkbook somewhere. But, February 17. Let's move back.
It was May.
16, though, isn't it? The annual general meeting. Do that one in the one after.
Okay. I think, didn't we increase it from 200? Yeah.
That works out at 20 pence a month, really,
isn't it? That's roughly the price of the whole £10
leave it as it is?
Keep it the same.
I think it does the same.
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay.
Do check for that later on.
Yeah.
Right, the second thing.
Would you like to prize
Marigold? Yeah, Marigold, would you like to come back? Cheers.
I'm giving us a grant to the organ.
I've had an invoice from South
Wales. Do a couple of keys.
For the Cape Cock insurance. It's gone up by £30 this month.
Right.
I've told you there's a big loss on it before.
Right,
I quite believe they've
completely restored.
But anyway. We would reclaim the VAT, so there'd be a straight 130
okay. This is an invoice for the insurance.
Very odd noises. Well, I make noises, strange noises with it. But,
insurance on the play park, £130.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
Actually, I think it's a good deal.
That covers all our public liability and all the
It covers. Yeah, it does. The other insurance covers damage to the property. This covers responsibility for the property. And
so you're right. Yes, very good.
Okay. But it has been 100 up until now, but it's gone up to 130. Southampton say that they're making a loss on it at the moment, and I'm quite pleased that they are. Well, no, I think they're, when you think just sending the guy out to check it periodically, well, that must cost money. I still haven't cleared with them, by the way, or Francis, dear, you want to do a bit of digging over how we get them to pick up the work and do it.
Right, sorry, I've got the problem with that. No. I'll make a note of it, I'll deal with that.
Thanks. But it's a question of this one.
Okay. And then we need to pay the retention.
Proposed and seconded.
Yeah, should we? I'll put this to the meeting about the invoice for the insurance on the play part. Do we have a proposal?
Propose.
Seconded, fine. Councillor Luskin, Councillor Seabury. Michelle. We also need to pay to retain the domain name for the website.
That's right.
Yes. That's right. There's a charge for renewing the domains for 2 years, £38.36.
Very good.
So that's that. Do we have a proposal and a seconder for that?
Right, that's it. So with the domain one, normally Councillor Grevitt pays it and we pay him back. You're happy to do that?
Yes, absolutely.
That seems the easiest.
Do we want to preempt that?
We can give you a cheque in advance. Yes.
I think that makes more sense because it's been brought up and then we go round and round
again. It has to be paid in, Tristan.
Yes. Before the end of the financial year.
And we're not writing another one if you
will. I will be getting back tomorrow. So okay.
In that case, could someone write off 3 cheques before?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's finance. Highway matters, we have already.
Lutbridge. Yeah.
I will contact Mr. Whittaker about that.
Are there any other drainage issues anywhere?
No, I mean, we've had so little rain, really. Yeah. I know we had a bit of a storm.
But is there any ditches that need clearing or cleaning, I think, or is there any trees or branches in any ditches?
Have we got a tree warden? Have we got a tree warden? Does anybody know? Nobody?
No.
I've got a notice up on the board for about 4 months now.
John Middleton will know where that is, won't he?
Yeah, just say Lutbridge Farm, really, yeah. I think it is, really.
Most
there.
People let me know if there's something in a river or something somewhere that's fallen down from a field or they let us know usually.
Anything else on highways? Items for future meetings. So we have two proposed dates for the next meeting. One is the 29th of August. And one is the 12th of September. I would suggest probably the 29th of August is more sensible because we don't have a meeting at the beginning of August, therefore it would
spread
be at least...
Is that the bank holiday?
I was about to say, I think the bank holiday is the 28th, 6th, 7th, 8th, there. So it's before, just after the bank
holiday. So it's the Tuesday after the bank
holiday.
Yeah,
okay.
That'll be fine.
Yeah,
good-o. Thank you.
Thanks to one and all.
Thank you.
If you'd like to leave the chairs.